You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with The New York Times and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
All right, so let's have some real fun here. We're going to spend time with today's live band. I mean, why not? We got a live band, right? Red Barat, besides doing The Takeaway gig, which is prestigious enough. They've played Bonnaroo, Austin City Limits, the Monterey Jazz Festival. They've played this little D.C. venue on 16th Street and Pennsylvania Avenue. I guess it's a White House. Oh, geez, it's the White House. You've done the White House.
We have, yeah.
Shugi G is their last album. It debuted at number one on the Billboard World Music Charts. They've been touring to roll out their new album, Gaudi of Truth. That's where this tune is from. Gaudi's kind of like a journey. Right?
Yeah, Gaudi in Hindi like actually means train or automobile, but this title, Gaudi of Truth, is like a metaphor for the journey.
But it's more than a metaphor. I mean, I'm kind of rocking back and forth when I hear this music, that sort of thing. Now, you're playing the Dhol, right?
The Dhol, yep.
The Dhol. Okay, mm-hmm. that drum is a strange-looking, wonderful-looking drum. You kind of have to have a band. You can't sort of wander around New York playing that thing by yourself, right?
You could.
You could.
But it's so much better with this band.
You know, we have something in common. Uh-huh. We were both raised in Rochester, New York.
You know, I was going to ask you if you were, because I noticed you're from upstate. We have
another thing
in common.
That's right. What else?
Twins.
Twins!
I only have one set, though.
One set of twins.
Yeah.
All right, so Sonny Jane, founder and lead Dhol player of Red Barat. I have two sets of twins.
Yes.
I got you beat. But Rochester, New York, what a strange
place
to grow up. I mean, was your dad an engineer at Kodak?
He was a research scientist, crystallographer at
course.
University of Rochester.
There
Came
you go.
From India for that, and I was born and raised in Rochester, in Henrietta.
Were you supposed to go to, like, the Eastman School of Music?
No, I quickly left as soon as I was 18. I just I went to Rutgers in New Jersey and studied jazz performance over there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So where does Red Barat fit into the sort of genre scene? Are you Bhangra? Are you Klezmer? Are you what are you? I see a sousaphone, a trombone, a trumpet, a soprano sax, a Stratocaster-y looking thing, and at least three rhythm sections here, including you.
Yeah. You know, it's a good question. It's an amalgamation of a lot of different things. At its root, it's Punjabi music, it's Indian brass band tradition, but there's a little bit of everything coming in. There's jazz, there's go-go, there's funk. I mean, it sounds a little absurd to just kind of talk about it and throw out a bunch of genre names, but as, you know, the listeners heard, it's really unique kind of sound.
What about Britney Spears? Any Britney Spears?
I mean, you know,
no.
Hafner throws a little Britney in there every now.
So you're touring as part of a festival here that's actually a traditional festival. It's celebrated all over the world, but people who know South Asia, know India, know it as that festival where they put the colored dust all over each other and jump in the river at Benares or wherever. Tell me a little bit about this.
Yeah, the festival is called Holi, and also known as Festival of Colors, and this is our fourth annual Festival of Colors. We're bringing it to D.C., Boston, and we're doing two shows in New York. We're doing one at the Bowery Ballroom on Saturday. We're doing Brooklyn Bowl on Sunday. We're going to be joined by a couple different artists, Brooklyn Raga Massive All-Stars and also Rupa and the April Fishes. But we're also screening a film called Radhe Radhe, which is known as The Rites of Holi. It's something that Vijay Iyer and director filmmaker Prashant Bhargava had made last year. And it's a 35-minute depiction of a city in India called Mathura, where the Holi festival is actually occurring, and you can see all the fervor that's happening in there with the colored powder and whatnot, and the ecstaticness of the joy of the festival. So it's beautiful. Yeah, we're going to be able to bring it fourth time this year.
Great. So ecstaticness. Was there a lot of ecstaticness at the White House when you played there?
I think there was a lot of interestingness. You know, it was
boring.
It was boring.
So, I mean, you know what? So you want ecstaticness, forget the White House. You got to play Narendra Modi's, one of his events,
There we go.
Are you a fan of Modi? Are you a little, like, kind of, I don't know?
John.
Yeah.
Not a huge fan. No, I'm not a huge fan.
All right. Well, you might still get it at one of his gigs. He's got serious, serious Twitter heat.
He does, yeah.
That's for sure. Do you think this is a good time for South Asia, India, Pakistan? Is this a troubled time? What do you think? Your music certainly brings a message of put it all together.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's always a troubled time and always a good time. Things are always kind of moving and shifting and in a pendulum. For us right now, you know, as a band and as a few of us from the South Asian diaspora, it feels like a good time, but there's a lot of there's a lot of trouble in the air with, you know, with things that happen in Ferguson or things that happen right here at home, you know,
LA,
with Eric Garner.
Over
and,
the weekend.
And that
yeah.
impacts not even people of color, but impacts all of us. And so I think that's something that we all have to take a look at.
You know, Peter Gabriel's a pal of yours, right, has asked you to play with him. And certainly a generation ago, there was talk that Gabriel was kind of an anthropologist of going around and sampling music from around the world. It's changed a lot. This is much more mm-hmm. sort of mainstream, wouldn't you say?
This music, Red Barat?
Yeah, I mean, I just yeah. think your music and the various kind of world musics, they're much more sort of in the mix now.
They are. Huh. You know, I mean, there's still that genrifying of what world music is, you know, and, yeah. and people define it in different ways when it's really... Most of the time, it's just music indigenous to certain people's
yeah.
culture, you know.
Right.
But this band, I think, is bringing various cultures and various music from different cultures together. I don't want to necessarily say it's the epitome of world music or anything.
No,
I mean,
no,
that
no,
genre
no.
in general and that term is a little bit reductive. But it is definitely a different time in terms of what we're doing, where we're not using a bunch of production samples and
yeah.
everything. We're really just playing instruments, brass and horns
yeah, yeah.
and drums.
I mean, like all musicians, you hate genres, the whole genre talk. It's like,
we do.
Cut that out. Put that aside. Let's hear. Take us out?
Yeah.
Take us out.
To.
What are you going to play? What do you got?
We're
going to
play.
I heard you deciding before. It was very exciting listening.
Yeah. We're going to play an original that's on our latest album called Gaudia Truth, which we're touring around this month all over the world. And it's an original by our percussionist, Rohin, and it's called Horizon Line.
And while you go over to the microphone, I'm going to start us off. And then I'm going to get fired. They're going to fire me. All right, guys. Take it away. Thanks so much to Red Barat. Check out thetakeaway.org for more, lots more. Give us your take at 877-8MY-TAKE. Send us a tweet at The Takeaway. Follow me on Twitter. I'm at Jay Hockenberry. Thanks so much for listening. I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.